Today, corn and soybeans can be used for much more than food and feed ingredients for people and animals. But another crop may seek to replace some of their acreage, and interestingly, part of the research is taking place at a farm you know for growing trees. The unique venture that may one day change our mix of Midwestern crops is this edition of the American Countryside. 2012 was a tough crop year on our farm, but AgriGold was at the top of the class. Now, AgriGold introduces the Hybrid Series, the next evolution of hybrid seed corn. The Giant, Regional, and Limited Series represent AgriGold's unique and diverse lineup featuring their high-yielding giants. AgriGold's global genetic breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists help you grow more corn on every acre. I know because I grow them and see the giant results. For more information, contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333 or visit AgriGold.com. The 260-acre Arbor Day Farm is the original estate of J. Sterling Morton and is today owned by the Arbor Day Foundation.
Any given spring, we generally ship as a foundation about 7 to 8 million trees, and they are currently being shipped right out of Arbor Day Farm to all of our members across the nation.
Adam Howard says there is also a lot of research that takes place here, especially regarding the hazelnut.
Our hope is to advance the science of the hybrid hazelnut. The hybrid hazelnut is more or less a cross between a European hazelnut, which we all know as that nut that we might buy in confectionery candies that contain hazelnuts. That's the European lineage. And we crossed it with the American native shrub, which is the American hazelnut.
You may say, big deal. They just crossed two kinds of hazelnuts. It's much bigger research than you may believe.
The oil content in hybrid hazelnut is twice that of soybean. You can see where we might take that. And it's a perennial that we don't have to put all those inputs on it as an annual crop, such as our, you know, big corn and soybeans that are out there currently.
Plus, the hybrid is hardy to the Midwestern climate.
The demand of the hazelnut is taking off. China is a major importer of our own hazelnuts that are grown in Oregon for the meal. You know, right now, human consumption is a number one, but with the high oil content, we can see this being somewhat of a biofuel player. We just kind of need to get into it a little more.
Traveling the countryside in Nebraska City, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.